Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code unfiltered for 15% off.
If your child cannot fit in groups, in teams, in if there is always conflict and it's involving your child, it's your child.
So hard to hear, though, because you're like doing the best that you can as a parent. And you're like, why? Everywhere I go. And
it's your child.
But then what do you do?
Therapy? Oh, my God. Yeah, you do. You figure out.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Good morning.
Oh, speaking of that, remind me
what
to tell you. Well, this is a Tuesday podcast. This is a Chats and Cat and Nat. There is a very prominent figure at one of our children's schools.
Okay.
Who
has security?
No. He works at the school, and he has an Instagram, and he's a model.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
Remind me to show you.
I can't wait
because it's too good to be true.
Okay. Good morning. I'm just going to put out a call for any Friday.
For Fridays. Guys.
So I'm not ignoring you. Yes. I'm just doing this quickly.
Often on Tuesdays are like a chat with two best friends. You guys, when you're invited into this conversation, all of the thoughts and feelings that you have, please leave in any comments or DMs so you can continue this conversation. We're inviting you in. Often before Kat and I start work in the morning, we sit in the living room and we debrief about everything that has happened, especially on a Monday or a Tuesday, or actually every morning, because there's so much to talk about after not seeing each other, talking to each other from maybe 9 o'clock at night till 9 in the morning. We have not debriefed upstairs about much, and so we're inviting you into this. And I just want to say, you know how Taylor Swift is the most amazing, positive role model. I know everybody loves her. You know that the men, the people in my house are bigger Swifties than I am.
Yeah.
I don't need to go to a concert. I'm not the biggest fan of her music, although I'm a fan of her.
Okay.
There is a line in one of her songs that sort of epitomizes what I don't connect with her music.
Okay.
And it's, maybe you know, I'm sure you know all the words to every song, but
I do not.
Jumping off a really tall something. I feel like jumping off a really tall something. So basically, in non-PG terms, if you're listening to like a hardcore song, it would be like, and guys, I don't know the lyrics, maybe you know the stories but behind all of them, but to me that says like, I just feel like I want to kill myself. You know what I mean? But jumping off a really tall something, those kind of lyrics.
You hate.
It just reminds me of like kindergarten.
I'm looking at that's fast forward.
Please help me with this.
Coffees later. I see your profile.
And I appreciate that this is so nice that the young kids can have such PG-13 lyrics that don't have bad words and swearing and talking about sex and ladies and derogatory terms, which by the way, so many of men's music, if you listen to it, you can't believe how our boys could possibly be able to filter through how it's wrong to say these things about a woman's body and sex and all this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm talking Usher too, like all of it. It's really nice that there's a place like Katy Perry and her.
Yeah.
Who have.
And Pink.
Yes. Who have lovely lyrics.
Although hers is a lot about cheating, about who? Taylor Swift.
Right.
She's actually kind of she was the original one who was calling men out on their bad behavior. Like she, when someone grabbed her. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you grabbed me years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, get over it. And she was like, no, you can't grab me.
Yeah.
And
a lot of like lyrical songs from the past talk about a lot of this stuff too. But she's coming from her own experiences. Did you see the lyric?
Yeah.
What's the context?
She's talking about, I think this is the someone who cheated on her.
Yes.
Let's fast. If she's got blue eyes, yes. I will summarize that you'll probably date her.
Yeah.
I will summarize. Sorry. You dream of my mouth before you called it a lying traitor. You search in every model's bed for something greater. Baby, was it over when she laid down on your couch? Was it over when he unbuttoned my blouse? Come here, I whispered in your ear, in your dreams as you passed out. Baby, was it over then? And is it over now? And then it goes.
Or is it over now?
Yeah. And then it goes on about.
I want to get to like right around the part of jumping off a really tall something.
I'm coming to that. Let's fast forward. Did it change the song? Is it over now? Isn't that it?
Is it over now? Yeah. Definitely the blue eyes are in this song. Imagine, I always heard it as jumping off a really tall something.
No, you're right.
And that wasn't it.
Oh, she's talking about only rumors about my hips and thighs and my whispered sighs. Oh, Lord, I think about jumping off a very tall something just to see you come running and say that one thing I've been wanting to. But no. Okay,
so jumping off a really tall something. It's not. You're not getting me. You're not. I'm not. That's not. I'm not going to go for that. And every time I hear it, I think to myself.
You know, she also wrote some of Rihanna's songs, but went anonymously.
Mm.
Like didn't take the credit for it because she didn't want, no, took the credit for it, but used an alias name.
Oh, so many popular singers write for other people.
Yeah.
All the time. Like write Biebs songs, like all of them.
Yeah.
Some of them are just really good songwriters, like Taylor Swift.
She's a very good songwriter.
But yes, her song, that is exactly what I don't love about her music. Those kind of words.
Okay.
Just listening to it this morning and I had to get it off my chest because it's all I'm hearing. Jumping off a really tall something.
Okay.
Talking about killing yourself? Let's get a little more
gritty. I think it was, who cares? Yeah. Who cares? I think it's more like I am just like, you are screwing with my brain.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop screwing with my brain because you are sleeping with people and telling me you left me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want from me?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be with you, but not all the way with you. Yeah. I want my cake and I want to eat it too.
And she's I might like, just go jump off a really tall something.
Or is it a metaphor? Can you have a metaphor like that or no?
I mean, I think we all know what she's saying. I'm just saying
isn't my perfect
cup of tea. Also, synergetic word or not?
No idea. I would say yes. I know what you're saying.
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Like I was saying, there was someone that I talked to that we're not synergetic.
Yeah.
Like when he speaks, I'm not picking up what he's putting down. I was trying to think about who it was.
Synergy. And so that you're taking the synergy and the energy and putting it into one. So it's a synergetic energy.
So if it's not in.
If someone knows what you're saying, it's a fucking word.
Thank you. And also, if it really makes sense to you and me, I think we should consider they should consider adding it to the dictionary. You have fake words too that make total sense.
Yep. And if you get what I'm saying, then why are you questioning it? Maybe don't tell me it's not a word if you know it.
You know exactly what I'm saying.
Exactly.
And also,
yeah,
maybe we should have our own dictionary.
We do. It's called Urban Dictionary.
No, Catnachinary. Catnachinary. And it I has things it. Like Snatch. Hosen. Only we say hosen.
I know.
In that context.
Do you know what I was thinking? I went on Snap and I said snapper. And I'm like, I was like, I bet the younger generation.
Don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they might have gyap, but I have snapper. Yeah. I was like, guess what? I have my own word.
Yeah.
Snapper.
We have so many.
I know.
Let's
I
was like, pull them out.
It's like, guess what? Do you know that word? Because that can be cool too. I can make up my own words too. And you can be like, okay.
Exactly.
I thought to but myself.
But we used to call them snappers,
and I
right?
laughed. Yeah, a vagina is a snapper. And I was laughing yeah. so hard because I was like, we used to, because it all comes down to the red snapper, which would be.
Your period?
No, your vagina. Red snapper.
Right.
So I was laughing because I thought that used to be, when now when you someone says, do you want snapper for dinner? You can all laugh with us. I think most of our generation, genre, age knows what a snapper is, what a taco is. You know,
yeah, pink taco,
tuna,
for sure.
Yeah, pink taco, tuna taco.
Yeah.
When you order tuna taco, that's yeah. a vagina.
Yeah.
Things like that, that people.
Yeah, things like that, you know.
That the
you,
younger...
you young kids, you need to get into it. There's so much more fun to be had.
I know.
Sorry,
I...
is gyat a real word?
I mean, it's slang.
No, I know. But where did those letters come together to be made? There are, who started it?
These are all these. Our children have great YouTube, just like Skibbity Toilet. Yeah. All of these. This thing on the.
I told, you know, I told my son when he was doing that, I said, you look like you're sucking on a nipple.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, like a reflex.
Because they have to suck on their like their tongue.
Like a reflex.
Pluck. And I'm like, you look so weird when you do that. Don't ever do that again.
Don't ever.
Don't make. What's that thing called again?
What?
That thing they do?
Sucking a nipple?
No, like that word for
reflex.
Making that face. No.
Oh, I don't know.
Ugh.
It's just all of these kids who do these things, and it is hilarious because they can reach such a mass audience so quickly. So it just goes on internet, it goes viral, and then the word is gone. Like slay queen, slay gone. Like the older kids would never say that now.
Although I think there are some that should not be retired, and I will tell you one.
What?
When you use the word not.
Not.
I don't know what replaces not. I mean, I haven't used it because I feel stupid using it, but I think it's great. Also, ditto.
I like ditto,
love
too.
Love ditto. Love not. Slay. I will always like that. It just works. I like when girls say it. I like the way they say it.
It is really cute. I think it's really cute in the younger genre because it sort of is like pumping up the other
yeah.
girls. And
yeah.
There's not really another word that is so epitome of like empowering the other girls because you're being like slay, like you're amazing,
yeah.
you look so good,
yeah,
I love that.
And saying slay to you has nothing to do with me. I could be sitting on my ass, and if I say slay to you, you know you go slay,
yeah. And they hear it because we hear it at the dance competitions,
oh,
and you hear them all cheering each other on.
It is such a beautiful thing watching girls dance teams support each other, and I'm curious. Because I know a lot of dance in places has a bad rap. I know where we are. The groups of girls are so supportive of each other mm-hmm. that it is like, I said to my daughter, I'm like, you're so lucky that you have that. And she was sort of saying, well, if you put us group of people together, no matter where we are, we would be like this. And I said, I'm not sure that's true. I think that you were put in a place that encouraged this kind of supportive behavior towards each other, and very much like, you know, our dance owner is always like, be loud, like scream, cheer on your people, like don't be quiet about this.
Yeah.
Like it pumps them up. Are there dance schools where even within your own team, you're competitive against each other? So when you say slay, you don't really mean slay.
I think it, every school I think is like that. Someone, it's yeah. a personality, and I think it would be whether it was grade, whether they were in a track and field race at school. I think that some people.
But do you think sometimes like a teacher or a community helps facilitate a more positive?
I think that when the, let's take a quick break. Hold on.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
I think when the girls have to be so vulnerable, mm-hmm. and here's the thing about dance that's different than every other sport, in my opinion. You have judges. Literal judges who are judging you. Mm-hmm. I don't know another sport that has judges.
And well, like all Olympic sports. So gymnastics. Right,
but yes. So I mean, in swimming. Terms of a team.
Mm.
Like a team where it's a judge watching you and you have to be so vulnerable, so young, and then get a score, right? And I'm just thinking like in
horse racing, synchronized swimming.
Not a team. Synchronized swimming, a team. But in terms of a team where you as a collective mm-hmm. get a score mm-hmm. against another team, which mm-hmm. builds sort of this vulnerability because you have to rely on each other. You have to mm-hmm. do this. It's a unique sport where you're a team, but you're also an individual. And then together you, as a school, you get something. As a group, you get something. As an individual, you can yeah. get something. So I feel like it is this vulnerability that builds camaraderie because you have to together go be vulnerable and laugh. And if someone messes yeah. up, can you?
And even when they're solos, you can tell that it will definitely in our school, and I think a lot of schools, is they give the, you want your school to get the most amount of points. So even if like you're against your friend doing a solo, if your friend is going to bring in, let's say, gold for your school, then you're happy for that because your school wants you guys to be a great school.
Yeah. And the chances of you having a perfect dance are very slim, mm-hmm. especially when you don't compete that much. Like, it's not like they're doing competitions all the time. So mm-hmm. I think just them all understanding how hard it actually is builds this sort of, and having to be like half naked in front of each other all the time.
Let's talk about that for a minute. So I was we got in a conversation with my daughter about the locker room and men and being naked and showering and all this and urinals and bathrooms and all. And my daughter was like, you know, it's so crazy because literally these girls my age will be naked in front of each other. And I'm like, Taylor, I'm like, naked? She goes, no underwear.
Mm.
Changing backstage, mm-hmm. completely naked. And
Chloe does it.
Yeah. And yes, Chloe, but I mean, even older girls. And Taylor's like, you look around and nobody cares. Like, nobody's staring, nobody cares. And
well, there's nowhere to go to.
You're literally almost touching each other. And I was like, I remember thinking as right when Taylor got to that puberty age when all the bodies were changing, that all these girls are so comfortable pretty much being naked in front of everyone. It's so great because girls who don't get that opportunity, when they first get to the beach or the pool, like me back in the day before I didn't give a fuck anymore, you feel like revealing your body to the public is such a big thing because you never have, where these girls are always naked.
I know.
So they're just comfortable. I know there's a lot of, there are places where there's a lot of pressure for your body and eating disorders and all of that. But let's say that isn't one of your issues. These girls are so comfortable being naked.
Mm-hmm.
Like they feel powerful being naked on stage in front of everybody.
Mm-hmm. that, or comfortable, like that, mostly comfortable, I think, where they don't think about, I don't know, we don't know what they think about, because I know that some kids in dance definitely do overthink because they're looking at their bodies in the mirror constantly and you can compare very easily.
So I guess I can only really speak from the girls I know the best that dance.
Yeah, and I do, but you have to have some sort of confidence. You have to have some type of comfortability in order to move your body that way in a costume that is barely there. You really do have to, and I really love our competitions because they're like, please don't film, because we don't know who's in the audience. Anyone can walk in, and if you're filming, we don't know where this is going, so please respect the girls dancing that we don't need this film, because there are weirdos out there. Yeah, so just let them dance.
Yeah.
And we will get you a video.
Yeah.
Just let it be. And I said to my husband, I'm like, that. He's like, it's annoying, we can't film. I'm like, no, it's not, because our daughter is up there and I wouldn't want some weirdo filming her to do God knows what with it. So I'm like, let's respect the rules. And I do think that it's – I do think that sport is – you know, controversial for a lot.
But not for us.
No, we're really lucky. It's not, and it's not, it's, you know, when you go, I think the higher the competition level, the competitive level, I think with any sport.
Well, it's like Tessa was saying, Tessa Virtue, the Olympian, what was really hard is, well, first of all, because she wasn't on a team sport, but in that world, you spend so much time with these people that they should just automatically be your friends. But then the competition comes through and you realize that they're not really your friends. What we've experienced in dance so far, I would say my daughter took nothing out of dance. And if you guys are listening and you're like, I don't know if I want to get my daughter in the dance world, from our experience, Taylor's going to be going to grade 11. What she'll take away from her life is feeling comfortable in her body and learning to work with a team of girls.
Mm-hmm. And work within and resolve issues and resolve conflict and... it's another place to land. Like, if there's one piece of advice I can give to any parent in the entire world, is diversify your kids' friend group, put them on different teams, do not put them in the same, group, same camp, do not stay with the same people all year round, because and this includes boys too.
Oh yeah.
Not just girls, but shit goes sideways. Guaranteed. There is things that happen. And if you're with your same friend group from 1 through 12 and you go all to the team sports together, you all go to summer camp together, you are gonna, it's, there will be issues.
And unfortunately, a kid in that situation, the parent continues to encourage them to all stay together, because that's great for them too, because, you know, we're all part of the same place. It's easy, you know, you know people, you're not walking into a place where you don't know anyone. And I feel like a kid would have a hard time telling their parent, I need an escape from this. You know what I mean? Like, I need another spot. So they just sort of have to endure it. And I was just recently thinking, first, I'm so thankful that my daughter has something outside of school. And I always have been. And for Olivia, that she has Olivia. So she's got a couple of different things. But that the one son... that he has a different world, you know, like, and your son has that with his team in school too, but it's really nice. I mean, I think the decisions that are made, and I'm like, it's so good that you're going to have multiple places, because if one place explodes, you're going to need someone to talk to.
You know, I talked to my children recently about likable children versus unlikable children or unlikable people. And it's so hard to describe because there are just some unlikable, and I'm like, do they know that their person is unlikable?
Do you know an adult right now in your head that immediately you find is unlikable, and it's not just you, and you know that other people feel it too?
Yeah.
I've got one, and it's wild. It is wild to experience.
And I'm like, do you have people that like you?
Right.
Because as someone who worked with kids in all areas of all facets of all that, it's not even how they were raised, it's not the manners, it's just a personality type that you are so mind-blowing that they can move through life.
And you'll meet other people and you'll be like, and they know them and they'll say the same thing. It's just really hard to be around them.
So I think that's why a team is really important. And if you're, hot tip, if your child is having a hard time on multiple teams, it's most likely them, not you. I mean, it's most likely them, not the team. If your child cannot fit in groups, in teams, in if there is always conflict and it's involving your child, it's your child.
So hard to hear, though, because you're like doing the best that you can as a parent. And you're like, why everywhere I go? And
it's your child.
But then what do you do?
Therapy? Oh, my God. Yeah, you do. You figure out what if I, it's a. Any pattern in life is a problem. If you are having problems everywhere you go, you're the problem. If you are having, if your child's having problems across the board, it's your child. Like there
I just think about how hard that would be for a parent.
Yeah, but suck it up, buttercup.
And figure it out.
Don't be in denial because you're just going to have someone. Here's the thing. The older your kid gets, the less cute and tolerable they become.
And the less tolerable the people around them are going to be able to hold back.
And also want to accommodate and help. The older they get, the less resources, the less room, the less rope they have. And it becomes like funny, bad behaviors, funny when they're younger, right? Everyone's like, oh my God, what a baddie. Like, just like that kid is outrageous. Mm-hmm. Then it becomes obnoxious. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes arrestable.
Yeah.
And
even if it's not arrestable, before it's restful, it's so fucking annoying.
Yeah, and you're like, they will not have good relationships. They will not have. So that is a hack for you. I mean, I know that sounds.
Do you think that if a kid is unlikable up until, let's say, like the end of high school, there's any chance of a rehabilitation to become? Oh my God, the rest of their life they're going to be unlikable.
I.
If you kill, are you a killer?
Let's take a quick break. I'll tell you. I will tell you exactly how you know.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
This is the problem. If you are a parent who thinks it's everybody else and not your child, mm-hmm. the whole family is the problem. Mm. And
I can see that would cause divorce between someone who's like, it's our kid that's the problem. No, it's not. It's them.
It's a way of life, and they're the victims of their life. And it's the people in who are like, everything happens to me. They cannot see the problem. They cannot take responsibility in the problem because I didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. It is everyone in every situation. There's two people. Mm-hmm. Never, ever, ever is it just one person. Mm-hmm. There's two people. So what happened in that situation? If you can't look and be like, if you can't look at your kid and say, what happened here? Even if it's, how did we get here? Mm-hmm. What happened prior? What did that look like? What was your part in it? Let's just say, unless someone's crazy and comes up and just punches you in the face mm-hmm. because they are mentally unstable, why does this keep happening? What do you think? Yeah. And I bet that conversation never happens in a house with an unlikable child where they're just like, it's not you, it's them. You know what? They're jealous of you. I fucking hate that, by the way. I hate when people say they're just jealous of you. I hate that. Mm. I hate that conversation. Mm. I hate that. Mm-hmm. Because I think we just excuse bad behavior. Mm-hmm. I think when we're like, oh, they're just they are having a hard time. Fuck that. Mm-hmm. That's kind of mean of me. But I think that you can put a boundary in and say, I don't accept that. I actually don't treat me that way. Yeah. And then you don't have to be like, be the bigger person, walk away. You can say, I can't get along with you right now. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what's going on, mm-hmm. but I'm walking away mm-hmm. because I don't like being talked to this way. Mm-hmm. I hope my kids mm-hmm. say that and aren't just like, okay, sorry.
Well, I think another thing that kids will do in that situation, and this is what will happen to those kids a lot, is kids may not have the maturity to say, I don't want to be talked to like that. They'll just never want to play with them again.
I know.
And then the same thing will happen, same thing, because those kids can't rely on everyone around them to be mature enough to handle them and say that. So they'll just be put there, because if they made your kid feel that way, they're going to make another kid feel that way, and then no one's going to want to play with them.
I just think sometimes they're stuck with them in classes or in situations where they just are so frustrated by that person. And when they come to me and they say something, I say, you're allowed to say, you're allowed to put a boundary in and be like, don't talk to me that way. Mm-hmm. You are totally allowed mm-hmm. to be like, I don't appreciate you talking mm-hmm. to me that way, and walk away. Mm-hmm. You don't have to ignore them or like use your words. You were given words for a reason. You don't have to be mean to them. But I guarantee if you say something, mm-hmm. you'll put something up that no one else has put up mm-hmm. rather than just keeping on. You do not have to take what you don't like if you are stuck with a person for a year. Can't be rude. Can't be disrespectful. Can't be, you know, a bully. But you can say to them, please don't talk to me that way. Don't talk to me that way.
My daughter's so good at that shit.
Yes.
It's so funny. She's like, she can't leave things. I have to let them know. It's like,
if everyone could do that, they would teach someone how to treat them very early on. I really encourage my children to say, you know, don't talk to me that way, because it will teach that child to not get in an argument with them, because eventually you just get mad at them.
Yeah.
And you're just like,
yeah.
I think you can teach someone how to not like them. How you can teach someone, you can be respectful to someone but not like them. And I don't think we have to pretend to like people we Mm-mm. don't like. And Mm-mm. I think our children should not have to pretend to Mm-mm. like people they don't like for the sake of for those people's feelings.
I feel like I'm thinking that the younger people are getting a lot better at that.
Oh.
Like I'm seeing my kids' patience for other kids and tolerance when they don't like it is, I would say, and I think, and I'm going to assume that a lot of kids are just getting better at this.
I'd say, I hope, hopefully they do it, because there is a right way to do it.
Yeah. Just being like, I just don't like that. I don't like the way I don't like the things they're doing. And I don't need to.
Yeah. They're more.
I mean, I can't imagine your little one
not liking something.
No. Not standing up for herself when she really doesn't like it. Or not wanting to be around it anymore if she doesn't like it. And as she gets older, I think she's going to be more firm with that.
I think so too. I think we have...
I just see these younger girls, like your daughters and her friends. I've never seen so much consistency
in a brand of age.
An outspoken confidence in not a cutesy way.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it is interesting.
I've seen them so often now, even like my niece,
mm-hmm.
they're just so, these, I guess because girls used, it seemed like girls were like just so cute and like just.
There's no cute face.
The girls are so sharp now.
Uh-huh. They are. They're sharp and they know what they want.
It might not at first be that cute, but that's exactly what we want.
Yes. No, cutesy's gone. Mm-hmm. And even Olivia, when she's in the school with Chloe and sees her talk to other adults, Chloe can't. Olivia's like, because it is not, hi.
Yeah.
It's hi.
Yeah.
And Olivia's like, it feels rude. And I'm like, I don't think it's rude. I think she doesn't need to please that. She's not trying to please that adult. Mm. She's just talking to them like.
And she's absolutely not being disrespectful because you're not getting an email about it.
No, no. She's just like, hi.
Yeah.
And like, and if she doesn't like something, no, I don't like that. Yeah. There's no, they're not trying to please anybody. And I think that's the big shift is Olivia is kind of like, yeah, I love it. Mm. And I was like, no, I don't really like that. Shocking and jarring because we have a script for little girls mm-hmm. of what they are supposed to be. And mm-hmm. you think they're like, hey, hi.
No longer. You know what's so crazy? Should we take a break?
We did.
I feel like when your kid goes to another person's house, you have
no idea.
No idea the things that are going to come out of their mouth.
Nope.
You don't know what personal stories they're going to tell about you.
Uh-huh.
And I've had parents be like, oh, so-and-so told me that you this. And I'm like, oh, that was a conversation that came up that uh-huh. from my kid to you. And there's nothing wrong with it. But I'm like, wow, what else are they
sharing?
what else are they sharing? And one parent this weekend was like, we didn't have a lot of time together, but my son spent a lot of time at their house. He's like, just overhearing, very inquisitive. I'm like, oh, wow. Well, he comes by it honestly. How many questions was he asking? Because that's what I do.
Who was he asking?
My kids must think the kid who lived in the house. Just I think about, you know, I also like if you haven't had a lot of play dates and you haven't been in a lot of other people's homes, you're looking around, you're looking at the family dynamic, you're asking like all these different things because you're actually curious because you haven't been exposed to other things.
Right.
So I have to get to that dad after and be like, you know, I'm just overhearing them. It's very inquisitive. What was he asking? What was he asking? And what was he telling back? Because I know if you got a kid in my house and they're talking, I'm trying to pull out more. I'm like, give me some more. And you could probably get it from my kids, you know? My kids are going to ask you 100 questions too.
I think only one.
I don't know. I have to ask what kind of questions he was asking.
Because Tucker, nothing.
Oh, God, no.
Teddy, nope. Taylor, we just talk about talk to you.
I think that...
thoughtful questions. It'd be more less...
Like adult conversation, but...
Yeah, what do you think? Like, not... Not because I hear your one on the phone and it doesn't stop even when I mean it doesn't the whole every time you're on the phone there's a question not
the baby
oh yeah
oh my god
it doesn't stop
I know.
There are so many questions
yeah but I'm curious what he would ask when I'm not around to like other people it's like I need to go mic to him next time friends. Oh my god good one
mic him put like a phone and push record and go
I'd be so scared to hear all the things that come out of their mouths.
Well, it would be so fun. You wouldn't say anything. You would just listen. And live feed.
You know how other like families have different rules and like rituals in the house?
Yeah.
And like I went to people's play dates all the time. So I saw all different kinds of households. And I remember everybody and how different they were and all the things that they did, the way they ate, the way they cleaned, all this. It must be so like interesting because he really hasn't been in very many people's homes.
So I get no feedback from my one who goes on a lot of them. There's just nothing. Actually, mine just go and live life and then they don't come back and give me, they don't report much.
Oh,
Although I ask them like, what'd it smell like?
Mm-hmm.
Rich. I go, what
does rich smell like?
Yeah. What does rich smell like?
Yeah.
It's just, no. I have one that's very bad on details unless you get him in the right environment, in the right time, in the right place, and you're not sure what situation it's coming from. It could have been a week ago. It could have been a date. Mm. Like it just sort of comes out of, it's so interesting. And then it comes out and you're like, okay.
Because often they don't remember until something strikes their memory. And then they're like, and then the little ones, it's funny is that you could put like a little one in like an outrageous situation, like a outrageous home that's so rich and all this. And they come back and you're like, what was it like? And like a house.
I know.
Like not affected. Like none of this matters when you're little, but when you get old, you're like, oh, did you see their like, golf simulator you should have seen their house you know it's like so when they get older they're so aware
yeah and then sometimes the kids don't like when one nanny's there like they don't like going when that one's there because they make them eat like when they were younger I don't like that food like there's just like there's some things that are my kids get particular with which are such weirdos I love kids but they're so weird
well they're also particular because they're only used to their own home
it's very true I have another kid who comes here and grocery shops in my house and then fills their backpack with snacks for the week.
Amazing.
She literally grocery shops.
Yeah.
And then she puts in her bag. I'm like, go ahead. The cupboards are open. And then she just goes and
we have good houses
because she's
treats.
Not allowed it.
Yeah.
So just she comes in grocery shops. I'm fully aware. And then when we go, when if I'm driving, she goes, Olivia has to bring, well, I just told who, what kid it was, but brings a whole bunch of snacks for the car for
Oh, yeah. You know those houses that has the good stuff and then the houses that you open up and you're like,
huh,
like their sweet thing is
pears.
Pears are what are those things? Dates. Dates.
If that was my fucking snack, I would be done.
And dry almonds with no salt or roasted. Is that a face? Well, are we yelling about somebody?
It's fine. It's fine. We're fine. Yeah, no, it is. It is. No, it's interesting. You know what? Having kids into your house and having kids kids go to other people's houses is such an interest.
They should always be bugged. That's true, Kat.
You could do that.
How do I bug them?
I don't know.
Like under the skin? An Apple Watch?
No, just send them with the phone in their pocket and push record.
Catherine.
What?
Catherine, that's terrible. I could not do that. It'd have to be way more subtle.
You could be like, oh my God, I left it on by mistake.
And then the things that they come home with,
you could hear the whole thing.
Oh my God. That would be like reality television, because then you'd be listening to the parents.
And them. And your kid. You like it?
I feel like that's an invasion of privacy for the parents.
What's wrong with you? Yeah. What have you grown up? What's wrong?
But if they found out that I did that.
You did it by accident.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean if they found out you did that? They have nanny cams everywhere. You could just be like, oh, he has a nanny cam wherever he goes. He carries a teddy bear and it's a live stream. Actually, oh my God, just get him a teddy bear with a nanny cam.
Maybe we could get something put in their contacts. So it's through their eyes.
Oh, I don't need to know what my kids are doing. I'm fine. Oh, it's no. What you want. We want to know what that one's doing.
Yeah.
I can guarantee my kids are not saying much in front of the parents.
Oh, yeah.
My kids are... No, they're saying, I know them, and I know they're...
I think Chloe would talk.
The places she goes, the parents aren't around a lot.
That's a good call.
And I get...
And nannies could care. They've talked to so many kids, they care fuck about your kid.
When I asked the nanny, they said she's the best behaved. I was like, thank you. That's all I need to know. If you want the real facts, ask the nanny. Mm-hmm. And they'll tell you. Because mm-hmm. That's who I care. Was she respectful? Mm-hmm. Was she polite? Mm-hmm. And did she say please and thank you mm-hmm. to you? Mm-hmm. The nanny who's not, who isn't always there. Mm-hmm. If she's not, we're going to have a talking.
You know what's great is a lot of parents, and I don't know if this is like a, I mean, they used to do this back in the day too, but a lot of parents will come out and tell you, like if your kid was like.
Well-behaved.
Yeah. And like a great kid, like really polite, they'll come out of their way to tell you, parents. Because I know that when I have one of those in my house too, I notice.
Yeah.
And I tell the parents too.
Absolutely.
If someone's a great kid or really polite in your house, let their parents know, because that is the biggest compliment you could get as a parent, not asking and just being offered that information.
I just want to know, well, we can do this on another podcast, but my biggest thing is my child grateful for what you're, like if you're taking them somewhere, mm-hmm. if you're doing something with them, mm-hmm. if you've gone out of your way to include them, mm-hmm. I want them to know that that's really lucky that they get to do that.
Yeah.
And that this isn't just something, I take it for granted that this person has invited you somewhere, because I really want them to understand that that's huge when a family includes you in something and that's really a reflection of who you are as a person. Mm-hmm. If you don't get invited back again, you probably weren't that great. Like, because no one wants a dick bag around. Like, I'm not taking a rude kid, and I'm not taking a kid who's a lot of work.
By the way, I'm bringing your kid to make my life easier. So if your kid is difficult, they're not coming back.
Exactly. Yeah, and if I have to be more work for, and if your kid's sort of like sassy to me, I'm like, I don't want you around my kid, actually. Mm-hmm. So I really want my kids to not just say thank you, but understand mm-hmm. why it's important mm-hmm. that thank you matters mm-hmm. and why as a kid, don't just take it for granted, because I think mm-hmm. when you live in a life of privilege, mm-hmm. it's easy to get
used to it.
And a normal becomes something, because mm-hmm. our kids are invited to a lot of cool things. Mm-hmm. And I think that it becomes sort of like, oh, okay.
Or where are the seats?
Ugh.
Pardon? No, I just wanted to know. No.
Yeah.
You wanted to know if they were good or not.
Yeah.
Do you know how many people would be fucking
blessed
to even be in the nosebleeds?
I know. So I that's something... I know my older one is, mm-hmm. even though she talks a big game, mm-hmm. she's very appreciative, although mm-hmm. she wouldn't go far. Mm-hmm. But, I'm working on the little one and the big one to make sure they know. Mm-hmm. That's it, y'all. Happy whatever day it is you're listening to this. And, Nat's life is calm right now. Look how much a week changes.
Did you say my life is calm right now?
Yeah, last week you were having a mental breakdown and now you're calm.
Think I'm not having a mental breakdown right now?
You're not. You're not. You're not having a mental breakdown.
Nothing has gotten better.
Yes, it has.
One thing.
Everything.
No.
Yes.
What?
Last week. No, last week.
No, things aren't better.
Last week.
Things are not better.
Last week, I thought we were going to I wasn't sure if we were going to be okay.
I am not okay.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I don't think so.
Yes, you are. Yeah.
We've just been sitting here talking. Maybe that's why I'm okay right now.
No, you were okay this weekend. I felt like you were a...
You thought I was okay this weekend?
I know you.
I think I cried like 5 times.
I know you were okay this weekend. I know how... Kate, you have 3 modes. This is like a part 2 podcast and we'll do a part 2, but you have 3 modes. You have denial, where you're just like, fuck it, I'm out. I don't want to deal with anything. I'm not making lunches. I don't care if they go to school. I'm just going to mm-hmm. have fun. It's that, like, it's just like,
I like that girl.
That's we, like, whatever.
I love that girl.
I don't think about anything.
She's my favorite.
Like, if they fuck up, who cares?
She's my
there's
favorite.
That one. Then there's like, I am having, like, I can't, I'm fucking peeling my thumb back. I'm having a mental breakdown. Mm-hmm. I can't, like, I'm getting through the day mm-hmm. and I'm clenching my jaw.
Mm-hmm. This is where I am right now.
You're not. And then there's the third one who's in charge.
Oh, right.
And she is like, no, sit. It is, she is driving, she is picking up, she is in, she is texting, she is like, you, she is a boss.
I didn't even tell you she came out again yesterday.
No, she's here. She's here. I know she's in charge. Last week, you were number two.
I feel bad for the kids right now because they're getting
parented.
They've always been parented, but we should do another Tuesday.
You'll do part two.